720 WGN. That is Dane here with you until 4 p.m. On Black Friday, as people are getting as much as they can out and about and certainly kicking off the holiday season, time to celebrate in a bunch of different ways, certainly because that's what the calendar has always told us to do from now through the end of the year. But also there's some great news and hopefully some light at the end of the tunnel for the pandemic. And so there's some additional reasons to kind of stay tough. Celebrate for what we hope will be, some more normalcy coming up in 2021. There's some things, of course, and we mentioned it a lot of times, that have that we've experienced or kind of pivoted to over the course of 2020 that are definitely, I think, no-brainers to stick around in a bunch of different ways for 2021. And excited to have on the line a guy who is part of one of those things that I'm excited about, couch-delivered craft cocktails. Now, we have gotten used to getting everything delivered. Used to be, you'd wait for the UPS man, the FedEx guy, he'd come at a certain day. Maybe the mailman would come, maybe he wouldn't. But now, through Amazon and through some of the other delivery systems, you can expect to get things Saturday, Sunday, all hours of the day and night, and really the things that you want and delivered in a timely fashion. And so some of the things that people have been missing, I know, on the food and beverage side have been craft cocktails. Excited to have on the line with us a guy that is behind Present Tense Bar, the one and only Derek Mercer. You know him from those great cocktail programs over at Blackbird and Spiaggia. Derek, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks for having me in, Dane.
Well, you're not in. No one will be in until 20, but you are on.
And I'm on.
Yeah. Well, and you're going to be actually in a bunch of people's homes over the course of the holiday time. And I think going forward, this is a concept that is something that I think is going to be really well received. I think it's specific for those people that want some elevated libations, and you've kind of troubleshot the situation to make sure that you can, make some new and innovative things, some things that people will really know and enjoy, that there's some value there, and get them to them. But let's talk a little bit about some of your experience, with Blackbird and Spiaggia. Those places known for amazing foods, obviously the chef presence there as well, but a great bar program, cocktail program as well.
Yeah, I mean, I learned a lot working for all those people at Spiaggia, with Joe Flam from Top Chef and Tony Montuano, who's one of the titans in Chicago and now Nashville, and One-Off Hospitality, worked for Donnie Medea and Terry Alexander. So they were great companies to work for and learn from, but I'm excited to start my own thing here at Present Tense and deliver some ready-to-drink cocktails to people in Chicago.
No, explain what it is. This isn't like you're showing up with a six-pack of Bud Light or something. These are things that are really special, and if you've taken a long time developing the menu and curating this situation, talk about what people are going to experience from Present Tense.
Yeah, so it's craft cocktails. Instead of making one individual cocktail, if you were out for dinner, I'm batching into bottles. So each bottle contains six ready-to-drink cocktails, craft cocktails, some of my favorites from the past, some new ones. We're going to kind of have weekly specials, a rotating menu. The menu is rather small, just about five cocktails, but we'll kind of keep things fresh and keep things changing a lot and have fun.
Well, you mentioned some of those. I'm looking at a little bit of the menu here. So you got tailgate margaritas that people know and love that. You've got the Manhattan, mm-hmm. of course, with your own take on that. But there's also some other ones that you've developed that are going to be, I think, new and maybe interesting to people that they haven't experienced before.
Yeah, my favorite cocktail is called the Boom Boom Punch, which is a very classic punch style. Not like college fraternity party punch where you just dump everything into a giant container, but more, we soak lemon peels with sugar and get like a lemony sugar, and then we add a nice blend of like funky rum and aged rum and fresh rum, and then some fresh lemon juice, and add water to make it drink like it was a glass of wine. It's a super fun, crowd pleasing drink. Cocktail nerds like it, wine dorks like it, people who aren't big drinkers like it. Yesterday I drank half of a Hefeweizen beer and then I topped it off with Boom Boom Punch. So added some bubbles to it, really added another dimension of flavor to the Boom Boom Punch. But that's a very versatile drink, and it's really fun to make. And it's just, everyone loves it, and it's not something you find everywhere.
Of course. We'll let the people know we're talking with Derek Mercer from Present Tense. Brand new company is going to bring craft cocktails right to your door. You mentioned drinking some of those, and of course, for research purposes, right, for the business, and for the longtime listeners of the program, the Boom Boom Punch, they'll remember that. It was one of my signature moves back in my UFC days, so... That is the one thing. Yeah. Well, you mentioned keeping it fresh, and you mentioned the fruit side of it. Talk about the mindset and the process with this, because so many things that are delivered, as great as they are just kind of, whether it's prepackaged or shelf stable, this is going to be kind of a fresh take on that whole thing.
Yeah, so I'm just delivering on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They're ready to drink cocktails, but they're good in the fridge for a week or 10 days. So they hold up very well. I've done a lot of research on this thing, and I've had them 3 weeks old. They're still fine. So, people shouldn't be afraid to order six cocktails at one time, because these cocktails are ready to drink, and they're shelf stable. So I think of it as like buying a carton of eggs. You kind of eat them throughout the week, and same for you can drink all the whole bottle at one time, or you can kind of stretch out over a couple of days.
Everything in moderation, or don't even worry about it. And it's nice to see some safety warning label, just going to be fine after a few weeks. No worries there. I think about some of the, whether it's the gastro pubs that I visited or some of those great bar programs, and to have signature foods that go along with and maybe paired with or certainly complementing things built into what you're doing at Present Tense is really cool too. So talk about some of the food related selections people are going to enjoy.
Yeah, so I'm just, as far as the menu goes at Present Tense, I'm just picturing being in a bar and having some salty snacks, something to snack on. You know, we have popcorn, we have pimento cheese spread, we have some snacker crackers, which are just covered in ranch and butter. Just really simple, easy things that you could snack on. I wouldn't necessarily call them dinner. They could be dinner, but we've all made the rookie mistake of drinking on an empty stomach. And it's better to have some snacks to go along with the cocktails.
It's nice that you're helping to guide people, too. Sort of consultation along the way. Don't make rookie mistakes. You learn from the best. A guy who's worked in and around some of the most iconic restaurants and chefs and food and culinary situations in Chicago. Excited for this. And this is one of those silver linings that it's nice to be able to highlight and shine a spotlight on, because with so much... so many challenges. Obviously, the restaurant industry has been decimated, been hurt in so many ways. And to see people kind of trying to figure out some workarounds and using the present situation as an inspiration to try and create something new. So, hats off. Kudos to you, Derek. Before we let you go, give information where people can get whether they can go online, kind of pick some of the selections, maybe get in on things when you're ready and enjoy it during the holiday season.
Yeah, Present Tense is open today. Actually, it's our first day of being open.
Wow.
So Present Tense, bar.com, delivering ready-to-drink cocktails Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And you can find us on explore.talk/Present Tense Bar. Talk is the ordering system. And I'll be doing all the deliveries myself, so I'll see you at your door. Or just be dropping the bag at the door for you.
Personal touch. Being affiliated with Talk is a great one as well. That's a great relationship to have. They've been so supportive, such a big part of the restaurant business here. And then the opportunity to see you, Derek, at the front door dropping the things. So if you have any extra questions, you can maybe slip a note under there. Still want to maintain some social distancing. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. Derek, congratulations on the launch of the business. Good luck with everything, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks for having me on, Dane. Appreciate it.
All right, we are going to take a break. When we come back, as we get towards 2021 and even throughout the holiday time, getting out there traveling, we always talk about road trips and kind of taking people on the road and experiencing some things. We're going to have Samantha Brown, travel guru, goddess, destination deity, so keep it here. It's Dane on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio here on Black Friday and online, excited to have someone for almost 20 years traveling and sharing over 250 cities, 70 countries, 40 plus states, all the good ones. Of course, you've seen her on Travel Channel, PBS, and so many more. Vacation Homes, Passport to Europe, Passport to Latin America, Passport to China, and now helping give us a passport through the pandemic into so many places that we love. A destination deity and the recognized travel goddess, the one and only Samantha Brown. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, Dane. How are you doing?
I'm okay. We're there. We're getting it. We're into the holiday season. It's the home stretch for 2020, a place that so many people, so many listeners, of course, the travel industry would be looking to get beyond so many things affected by what's going on. And just as all those amazing hotels, resorts, theme parks, places miss us, We miss them too. There was a study out, I think Hilton did it, that 95% of people are having travel memory deficit. What is that, number one? And then how can we combat it during the holidays?
Well, I think we all can agree that memories of travel are some of our happiest memories that we have together. They really strengthen the bonds of friendship and family. They reinforce our own sense of self, and they also serve to sustain us through really difficult times. And we feel that loss, right? Not only this past week where we should have all gotten together for Thanksgiving. It's such a personal week of travel. So travel memories are important. We feel the loss of travel, but not only the memories that they've created.
You've traveled in so many different ways, in every conceivable way, actually. We were just watching as a family. We watched one of the road trips that you did, one of your adventures on Route 66. And as people kind of look for ways to sort of get out other than just going to the grocery store, is that one of the ways that maybe is more safe? Get out on the road and maybe travel that way? Or what do you suggest?
Yeah, definitely the trend we've seen since the pandemic happened is people are getting in their cars and they're doing drive-to destinations. This is just maybe an hour, 2 hours from their home, one tank gas trip, maybe a quick weekend, looking for a little bit of a change of scenery. There are so many restrictions right now traveling interstate, right? Every state has their own rules, regulations, quarantine measures. So what we see is that the safest way to travel right now with your family in terms of destinations is just stay within your own home state. But certainly safety is everyone's top issue, right? It's not, you know, the money that we can save because of Black Friday deals. It's not even, hey, where should we go? Is my family, am I going to be safe? And that's why I am partnering with Hilton to really get the word out about their Clean Safe program. This is an unprecedented collaboration between the makers of Lysol as well as the Mayo Clinic to bring you hospitals. Standard sanitation practices to your hotel stay. And when we understand what the travel industry is doing in terms of our health and safety, that confidence in traveling even further afield starts to come back, right? We bring our families, maybe we meet other families, we stay in our bubble in our hotel rooms, then we socially distance outside. So people are getting really inventive, even in their own home state.
Well, you think about the messaging on the hospitality side, and this has been, I don't want to say an uncomfortable, but certainly an unusual pivot. Normally, it's all about fun and family and getting out there and accommodations and great amenities and things like that. As a person who's always found the unique and interesting way to see whether it's the people that you meet, the places that you go and highlight through your television, for places like Hilton and other hotels, you know, where this is to talk about, you know, cleanliness and disinfectants is a whole new thing for them. It's necessary, but how difficult or how, I guess, unusual pivot has that been, and how have you helped?
Yeah, I mean, it's never happened before in the history of any of us, right? The Hilton has been a hospitality company for a century, 100 years. I've been doing this for 22 years. We've been through some tough times together as a country, as a world, with, you know, 9/11, with SARS. I mean, we've lived through really tough times, but nothing like this. And it is odd, Dane, because my whole goal has been to really inspire people to travel and get out and connect with people, especially strangers. I love meeting people I haven't met.
Right.
And that's just not the message that we can go with right now. People, again, they don't need to be inspired. No one needs to be inspired to travel because, Dane, everybody wants to travel right now, right? There's not a soul I have to convince to get on the road. No one. But what I do need to do is make sure that people understand what travel companies are doing to keep you safe when you do make that decision, because it was a difficult decision for me way back in May when I started again traveling. What are people doing? And I found Hilton was just leading the charge and just creating this collaboration with Lysol and the Mayo Clinic, both companies I deeply respect. And we're kind of all in this together as a travel industry. We know we have to put forth the best practices, get the word out, so people start traveling again, because it is the most important economy in the United States, right? We need to bring this economy back.
You mentioned Lysol, and as kind of industrial as it may sound, that's sort of a member of the family. This is a trusted company that's been around in Hilton on the travel side for so many years as well. I wanted to ask you, too, the shelters and adoptions for pets and dogs specifically have gone through the roof. Do you have any tips for our listeners? And let the listeners know, of course, we're talking with travel goddess Samantha Brown, is that for traveling with your pets or traveling with your dogs now, I guess, in the near future?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there are hotels that you definitely have to make sure accept pets, especially dogs. Sometimes they have rules about the size of dogs. there are so many websites out there, people who have animals who travel with them that I know people follow to find out where they've gone, what they do, great walking paths. And so there's a lot of information out there on the website. But certainly, as we know, dogs especially become a member of the family, and people will not travel without them. So there's a lot in the industry that makes sure that dogs can be there, and especially since everyone's doing things outside, right? You just want to bring the dog along.
So as you think about what it is that you're going to do, so many people building up, like you said, that pent excitement for when they can travel again. You've talked about 250 cities, 70 countries, and all that. For Samantha Brown, a person who's been everywhere, done just about everything, are there places on your bucket list when sort of, you know, it's all open again and the switch is flipped that you're going to be heading to first?
Yeah, absolutely. My bucket list just gets bigger because the world only gets bigger. It doesn't get smaller once you travel it. On my bucket list is to see the Northern Lights. I've always wanted to see the Aurora Borealis. You can go to Alaska to do that here in the United States, Iceland, as well as Finland, up in the Scandinavian countries. But I think I'll go to Iceland. For me, I live in New York, and it's just a four-hour flight, which is pretty short and a one-hour time difference. So it's actually easier for me to get there than to Alaska. But obviously, I've got to put that off for a little while, but that's why it remains on my bucket list, and I'll get there sometime.
Oh, well, that's awesome. We know you're going to take us with you, too, with all the great shows and everything. For people who want to get more information, not all on the initiatives and some of the things that are happening in the travel industry to make it safer, also with Samantha Brown, people can keep up with your adventures. Where can they go?
Yeah, for all the information I've been talking to you about today, just go to Hilton.com.
All right, Samantha Brown, we'll let you get back to it and for the holidays. And thanks so much for everything that you're doing. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, what a pleasure being with you today. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Samantha. This is the time of year where you're starting to think about what can you do and almost feel like maybe miss the boat on some special deals or some other things. And on the travel side, I'm excited to get out there, not only to talk about it and share some of those experiences, but also get out there personally and be able to do maybe one of those Clark Griswold family truckster road trip vacations to all the national parks and maybe see some other things, because like everybody, you feel like you've just been really cooped up in 2020. Coming up after the news and this break at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have tech superstar from USA Today, Jennifer Jolly. She's going to talk about things happening on Black Friday, some of the trends, some tips, some of the hottest products out there that everybody is going to want, and some of the best ways to get them. Also, some things to maybe avoid and maybe some things to wait on a little bit as well. So we're going to have that coming up right after this break. We'll talk with Jennifer Jolly, so keep it here. Also, we've got an update that we'll have a little bit later on in the program from Andrew about those AMC theaters, how you can bring 20 friends with you and up to 20, $99, $149, have your own private screening and get to go. I think it's one price maybe for your, I don't know if it's your choice of a movie, but maybe something that's not a super new release. And even some of those new, very cool releases are options as well. So we'll hear how that works and if it's available here in Illinois based on our phasing, or if we've got to wait till we get a little bit better on the health side in order to participate. So we're going to take a quick break and we come back. Jennifer Jolly, so keep it here, Dane, on 720 WGN. WGN, it is Dane here with you, high atop Chicago skyline studio on Black Friday, and that is a time when we look towards the future, but we also look towards the present, the holiday time. We look towards trying to, you know, see what's out there, what's the new thing, what are we going to try to hone in on and maybe get, and certainly we need to put the bat signal up for one of the top tech gurus in the world from USA Today and so many other great publications, the one and only Jennifer Jolly. Jennifer, welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. I mean, and obviously this is a busy time of year. I think people are always kind of leaning on you to help guide them in as many ways as possible. But this is a time of year where everybody starts flipping the switch from the turkey. Certainly, we're going to have that food all weekend long, but start thinking, okay, what's out there? What am I going to need? What are people going to want? And where do I get it, right?
Yeah, and how do we know that we're actually getting the best deals? You know, all of a sudden this frenzy has started. The good thing about this year is, look, we're all pretty much stuck at home. So instead of having to go out and camp out, you know, long lines outside these big box stores, we just have to wait with our finger poised over the checkout now button on our laptops. So that's good and bad for us. It means people started shopping much, much earlier this year. Some 60% of people across America say they're done for the holidays. But then for the rest of us, who really haven't even started, that means we better get going because a lot of things this year are selling out. And with shipping delays, things like that, you know, there might be a good chance if we wait too long, we won't be able to get it.
I wanted to ask you, too, just as though we all complain, you know, the holiday decorations are starting to become available, you know, in September, you know, or the Halloween stuff is coming up in the summer. When people are looking towards, you know, Black Friday, what it used to mean, where you did have to physically congregate in the parking lot of the Walmart and trample your neighbors and friends in order to get that deal. Now, because there is just so much access and so much of the world in a million different ways has become on demand, is that it's sort of blurring the line where maybe companies are trying to get a jump on things, or is this the kickoff? And then does it just turn into like, okay, it's just open season on opportunities. You just got to keep your eyes open.
Well, this year, because of the pandemic and really because Amazon did their big sale days in October and, you know, instead of in July, they had them in October. So that's really when everybody jumped in with the deals, and almost all the big box retailers, the Targets, the Best Buys, the Walmarts, their deals have been going on kind of this whole time. Like Target started November 1st. Best Buy started rolling out their Black Friday deals last Sunday. So we've been seeing a lot of these deals already. And really the message has been shop early, shop online. If you don't get the big markdowns today, it's okay. Don't panic, because you'll still have a chance tomorrow. You'll still have a chance the next day. And Cyber Monday is supposed to blow by all shopping ever in a single day online. So there's still a few chances left.
Something you need to shop, but then also I read in some of the notes and some of the things that you've shared that is also the thing that is one of the hot products is laptops and new laptops. What should we expect as sort of the life expectancy of a laptop? I remember traveling the country, maybe even the world, with a laptop that must have lasted 8 years or something, where every day I would wake up and say, are we going to make it today? And now to people, and prices have, you know, if you shop around, prices have come down a little bit, and certainly the technology has stepped up. What should we expect out of a laptop, and is now the time to get one, even if it wasn't that long ago you got one?
You know, if you are a heavy, heavy laptop user, like I am for my work, you know, I write scripts every day, I write articles every day, I use my laptop all the time, it travels with me. I am really lucky if my MacBook Pro, my Apple laptop lasts more than 3 years. That's dramatic, but I edit on it. You know, it's got a lot going on all the time. So heavy laptop user, you are really lucky if you can keep that thing running and in good shape for 5 years. If you're more of the normal average laptop user, 7 years is kind of it these days. And I say if you have a laptop right now that's 7 years old or older, and you go try one of these newer versions out today, whether it's a Lenovo, a Dell, the new Macs are the best computers we've ever seen out of Apple and out, you know, of the Mac line. And same across the board. My second favorite brand is Lenovo, and the new Yoga 9i 2-in-1 notebook. It's the most versatile 2-in-1. Really, it's more like a 5-in-1. It's a laptop that folds to prop up like a tent or lies flat like a tablet. It's one of these models that has ushered in this new generation of portable, powerful laptops. What do we expect out of those? All-day battery life, more modern connectivity, lightning-fast speeds, and a lot more room to store all of your documents online. So if you have a bubble laptop in the last 5 to 7 years, take a look at them this year. They are amazing.
Is it still on the laptop side? You've got, of course, your Mac users and you've got your PC users, and it's kind of like Bears Packers or whatever. They don't seem to have a lot in common or connect. What is the ratio? Is one gaining ground on the other? Is it always going to be sort of a 50-50 thing? Where are we at with that?
Well, the thing with laptops, desktops, all of them across the board, is that for the last 9 years, sales dipped on all of them. So the smartphone came in and really started eating into the PC market. This is the first year, because of the pandemic, that sales have started to swing back up again. And, you know, it's I call 2020, you know, the hottest gadget of 2020, the the computer. So it all comes down to price point. You know, when people go out to buy a laptop, they're not thinking, boy, do I want to stick with an Apple, or boy, do I want to stick with an Android or a Windows. They're thinking, what can I afford? And what do I know how to use? What's the most intuitive for me? So Chromebooks, the quick, durable, stripped down Chromebooks are rock bottom prices. You can pick up a fantastic Chromebook for $150, $250. I'd be really wary and leery of any that are under $100. Those might not make it into the new year, let alone, you know. But for school, for kids, as long as you have a good Wi-Fi connection, those Chromebooks are awesome devices.
Are we thinking of, is there a certain team photo of brands that we all have become familiar with over the years that you should really stick with? Or are there any new players in the market, or maybe other players that maybe have stepped up their laptop or Chromebook game that we should maybe give a little attention to?
A lot of people have not heard of the company Lenovo, but I've been talking about these for, gosh, 7-8 years now. They are fantastic laptops, and they really have edged out the market on that laptop. You can use as a standard normal laptop that you're used to, or you fold it over and it becomes a tablet, or you put it in tent mode, say if you want to game or watch movies on it. So that's a good one to take note of. Dell and HP both have some just fantastic models out right now, but the newest Macs with the newest chips, if you're really into the Apple ecosystem, we haven't seen a better piece of hardware out of them in the computer world, really, in, gosh, I'm trying to think, 10 years, 11 years. I mean, they really stepped it up. And it's hard to impress us tech reviewers these days, because every year it's the newest, hottest, lightest, fastest, thinnest. But truly this year, it doesn't heat up. You know, it doesn't burn your lap the way they used to. It's really fast. And then I really like, in that Mac ecosystem, I really like that it can use some of the apps that otherwise you would use on your tablets and your smartphone.
So the versatility that you've got, whether it's the smartphone, certainly the laptops, the computers, all of that thing, the things that we know and trust and have as part of our arsenal, but also just doing new things better and faster. One gadget that came out that I think we all saw as just having sort of a universal kind of application in a bunch of different ways, whether it's to tour, you know, as mundane and pedestrian as real estate and tour houses, to, you know, exploring new worlds and everything with Oculus. We've got one of our family friends who I remember talking to him a few years ago. He works out there on that. But now, is it getting to the point where it isn't just for gamers or people doing that, that it's going to be part of our regular life?
The newly launched, the new Oculus Quest 2 from Facebook is simply the best entry-level consumer at-home wireless VR headset I've ever used. And I've been using these since they first started. And I remember going to one of the Facebook big conventions and putting that headset on. And back then it was $1,600 and it was amazing. And now it's just, you know, three little gadgets and you put it on and it's so much better. You still can't look down and see your feet, and that's still weird. You're still kind of just your torso, but you can go get lost in Machu Picchu. You can explore worlds, or there's a video game called Beat Saber where it's sort of half dancing, half dodging, and it gives me this great workout. You're just using like lightsabers to break these blocks before they smash into you. I'm a 50-year-old middle-aged woman who didn't grow up with this stuff. That's fun for me. And also you can meet up with other people who have this kind of VR in these other worlds. And it's kind of the closest that you can get to meeting up with them in real life. And then the other just fun thing about the Oculus Quest 2, this is coming in at just under $300, but you can do things like Tai Chi and meditation, and you can Chromecast it to your smart television. And then everybody else in the room, whether it's one or five or however many are in your pandemic pod, can see what's going on. So you can actually engage in these games together as a family. It's not like you have to put this VR headset on and you know, you're you're lost to the world for the next 7 hours. It's not like that.
That's amazing. I mean, it's just amazing stuff when you describe the concept and what you can do and the places you can go. And it's sort of dovetail all the stuff that they've been working on. You mentioned wearing them and being part of and experiencing this technology for years. And now there's a whole extra reason why this is a really great way to get out there when we're kind of cooped up and we can't interact, and we can go ahead and do that. Before we go to the break and let the listeners know, we're talking with tech guru, superstar, USA Today's Jennifer Jolly. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the gifts and some of the ways that, you know, the presents for kids or you know, holiday gift giving suggestions and ways to kind of build that in. Before we go, though, we had a caller call in and wanted to know if there is a voice activated or maybe a vocal laptop that can help people that are sight impaired.
There are some laptops like that, and I'm going to Google a few of them, and I'll have some recommendations when we get back from the break.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Keep it here. We'll have more with Jennifer Jolly. It's Dane on 720 WGN. It is Dane here with you. Hi, atop Chicago Skyline Studio. On the line with us, continuing our conversation with tech guru, USA Today, and so many other great publications, very own Jennifer Jolly. Jen, welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, so I know that I have done this, and I've helped some of my friends set voice activation up on their current laptops, smartphones, and tablets. So I just very quickly Googled whether there's a specific device that's better than others. I know there are. I know that I've seen them, and I'm going to keep digging around, and then I'll post to Techish about that or to Twitter and share with you. But all current gadgets have voice control activation. And I shouldn't say all of them because somebody will find one that doesn't. But the latest, you know, within the last 3 to 5 years, your Macs, your Windows PC devices, your Microsoft Surface Pros, those kinds of things, you go in the accessibility part of your menu and you have to follow some certain prompts. So you might have to have somebody else help you set this up the first time, but you go through and you can click voice control in the sidebar, and then you just follow the layers on that. So you can activate it with your voice. You can type with your voice. Lots of ways to do that.
Yeah, I know. We've got, I think, the Roku talks to us. A bunch of things talk to us when we're not even expecting or even needing it. So it's great to see them building that in. Yesterday during our Thanksgiving show, talking to a lot of our food friends and chefs, and one of the common themes was trying to I don't want to say trick, but maybe disguise healthy things into the food for the kids, specifically vegetables. And I wanted to talk with you. One of the hot things that you mentioned is toys for kids, where you've got some of the science and technology built into it as far as the game. So trying to make that stuff you want them to know that they need to know and make them, I guess, want to know it too.
You know, that's so funny that you brought it up that way, because one of the makers of one of my favorite STEM toys of the year said we try to make broccoli taste like candy with their toys. So she used that exact same idea there. You can hide really good for their brain stuff in just how much fun it is to play. And STEM toys, so that's science, technology, engineering, math, sometimes you see it as STEAM because they'll add art in there. These are the toys that are bringing the total sanity-saving smart play to families everywhere right now. They're not getting everything they want and need out of school, especially with schooling from home, which pretty much everyone's doing here in California. The way to kind of substitute or supplement some of that learning is with these great toys, but not all STEM toys are created equally. You need them to be independent play so that you don't have to sit there. You need to be able to go off and do your own work. They should be gender neutral. They should spark curiosity and open-ended, so they shouldn't just build it and then walk away from it and never come back to it again. One of my favorites this year is the Circuit Explorer from Educational Insights. These run about $30 to start out with, and you can build on those. You can get them at Amazon, and they keep kids busy and off your last nerve with screen-free, easy-to-connect circuit building sets. I really, really like these. And as I was playing with them and putting them together, I was thinking, if something like this existed for girls when I was, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, I would have loved these, because you just follow the pictures and you create things that move and scoot across the floor and twirl and light up, and it's just magical.
You wonder too, is, are there any like flames built onto it to throw them off the trail even more? Any kind of fun non-education related graphics?
Well, the best part about a truly educational toy is how much fun it is. If kids aren't having fun, if it's like learning, you know, if it's eating broccoli and it tastes like broccoli, it's not. No, by the way, I love broccoli. Don't come after me, broccoli. I love broccoli. We love broccoli. But you know what I mean? It has to be really, really fun.
There's got to be that trust level. And what kids have, generations of kids going back to probably us as kids too, Nintendo, PlayStation, all that kind of stuff. And as relevant as they were many years ago, they have maintained that presence in the team photo of things kids and adults like. So talk about some of those things. Everything that's old is new again, and with Nintendo and PlayStation, it's there again as well.
A lot of people have come to me and said, all right, I get what gives. You know, I'm finally going to wrap my head around, as a parent, allowing my kids to play video games. And that is a very healthy way to think about this year. I was always very, like, I hated walking by my kids and having their noses stuck in video games and their little thumbs twitching over the controllers all the time. But here's what we've learned. In this lonely pandemic world, our kids still need to get together and play and communicate in safe, collaborative ways that are good for them. And they have been able to do that through video games. I can't believe it's coming out of my own mouth either, but games like collaborative video games that talk about team building, partnership, creating, these games, like one of the top of the whole year is Animal Crossing New Horizons. It's the single most popular family video game of the pandemic because I can play it. Kids starting age 3 and up can play it, and you create your own paradise in this cheery little wonderful world of happy animals. You shake a tree and money falls out. I mean, it really doesn't get any better. And the best way to play it is on a Nintendo Switch or a Nintendo Switch Lite. It's been really tough to get a Nintendo Switch because those are selling out so quickly. So one of my tips and tricks around that is to go to a place like GameStop and then look for maybe a branded version. So you can, there's a specific Animal Crossing New Horizons branded Switch, or there's a Mario Kart branded Switch. Sometimes people don't go for those as quickly as they go for just, you know, typing in Nintendo Switch. You can still find some of those available.
Now, when it comes to the PlayStation 5, and we've talked about it and contemplated that maybe just like the Popeye's chicken sandwich, that there's a bit of a shortage built into the marketing plan. Is that possible? Are they out there? I know there's been different companies that have run promotions where there's a limited availability and that you can sort of win one. Are they going to be, you know, for everybody who wants one, or at least people who get on it quick, are they going to be able to get it?
It is going to be very difficult. I'm just going to set your expectation clearly right now. It's going to be hard to get your hands on a PlayStation 5 or Microsoft Xbox Series X or S now. GameStop has them, but they only have 2 in stock. Best Buy has them, you know, just a few a day. Walmart, Target. You can go onto a site called Swappa, Swappa, right now, and you can find them double the price. So same with eBay. You know, people, they should cost $300 to $500 depending on the digital version or the console version. People are just doubling that amount. So if you can afford it, by all means, you can still grab one. Otherwise, just hang tight. Just hold on. Wait. These are really fantastic. I have 2 review models. These only come out, newly released consoles, every 7 years or so.
Right.
So you've got the gamers who have been literally holding their breath waiting for these to come out. They are really impressive, really wonderful. I like the PS5 over the Xbox Series X. That's my personal preference. And I'm a very just mediocre gamer. I'm not a super gamer. But an insider, couple more insider tricks here. Nowinstock.net, you can set up alerts to know when it's in stock near you. Popcart, Byvia, and Zoolert. And set those set them and just let them come to you. You can even do that on the Best Buy, the My Best Buy app. So you get these in-stock alerts. Just act fast, buy it, and run over and pick it up same day. Don't think, oh, wow, I want to wait for a little bit better price. You're not going to find markdowns on those big consoles this year.
We'll have some links up at WGNradio.com. In the last minute or so that we have, we're going to be starting the new Dog Park podcast coming up, and so many of our listeners love dogs. And is there one maybe gift suggestion on the tech side or something kind of cool that's out there that's new, not just a tennis ball or a sweater for the dogs?
Yeah. Well, I have a dog. There are two dogs living in my pandemic pod right now. My parents are living with us right now. And so we have two dogs in the house, and they, I love the, oh my gosh, all of a sudden the name is going out of my brain, but I love the Furbo dog camera where you can check in on them from anywhere you are, and on an app on your phone, you can launch a little treat out of them. And then
That's awesome.
There's That Pillow Guy, that is literally the name, That Pillow Guy, or PillowGuy.com, sent me, it's ThatPillowGuy.com. He sent me, took a picture of my dog off of my Facebook feed and sent me a pillow that is my favorite thing. It is so wonderful. And then there's some light up, and I'm gonna look them up, some light up LED lights that I put on my dog that I just love. Nice. The light up dog collars, night eyes. Oh, I knew I could remember that. NITEIZE. Love those.
Well, they can show their festive side, of course, safety as well. And Jennifer Jolly, as we let you go, where can people continue the conversation, find you online, and follow your adventures?
I am a weekly columnist for USA Today. Go to usatoday.com/tech. And then I try to keep up with myself on my own website at Techish, TECHISH.com. And you can find me by my name or Techish across all social media as well.
The best in the business. We are just so excited to be able to have you jump on the show today. We'll let you get back to your holiday weekend. And thanks, Jennifer. Thanks for jumping on.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
All right. We're going to take a break, and we come back. We'll send it to News Dane here on 720 WGN.